Hello and welcome to another episode of the Choose Strong podcast. I am your host, Sally McCray. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for choosing this podcast to listen to while you are running, training in the gym, if you're on the bike, maybe you're in a car or in the kitchen making some food, whatever it is that you're doing, I love joining you. So today's episode is going to be filled with encouragement for you. We're going to talk a little bit about your mental perspective when it comes to tackling training, racing, and goals. And as always with every podcast that I do, my hope is that you can have takeaways that you can apply not only to your everyday life, but whatever goal you're working toward. Now, before I dive into today's episode, which I'm kind of playing around with the titles, but my number one title right now is the one word that makes you unstoppable. But this is going to be, I mean, I think there's a lot of words that can fit that description, obviously. But some of this is motivated by an experiment that I'm doing right now in my everyday life and training that I am going to share with you later on. But this episode was also motivated by just working with athletes for the past couple decades and a lot of the messages that I get on a daily basis. And one of the top topics is about how to stay consistent, how to keep moving forward. How do I find that? And so I love talking about this because I think it is a lifelong journey for all of us to stay consistent. We are not perfect human beings. And so we are not going to have 100% perfect schedules and training plans and days every single day of our life. As much as we want to be 100% every day, all the time, that's just not how life goes. And there's always a lot of variables that need to be considered whenever we do anything. But I do feel like that sometimes it's easy for us to also make excuses, especially when it comes down to the effort that we give in anything, because nobody can feel the effort that we're giving and no one can climb inside our minds and hear the conversations that we are having with ourselves. And so because of that, it's really easy to come up with our own excuses and assumptions when we are going after a goal, really anything in life, and let those take away from the dreams that we have for ourselves. So today I'm going to, before I get started today, I would like to just give a shout to everyone that is working toward a goal right now as you are listening to this podcast. So I am familiar more and more that a lot of people train and listen to this podcast. So if you are in the middle of training right now, I want you to listen very closely to this podcast, because I really believe by the end of this podcast, you will have a little bit more encouragement in what you're doing right now. So I thought it'd be fun to first start by having you answer some questions for me. And you can say these out, you can give your answers out loud. You can just say them in your head to yourself. But I only want you to give me one word responses. And you have two choices, yes or no. You ready? Here are the questions I have for you. Did you wake up today? Yes or no. Did you eat breakfast? Yes or no. Did you have something to drink? Yes or no. Did you get dressed? Yes or no. Did you take a shower? Did you go to work or school? You can put school in there too. Did you talk to somebody you love today? Did you check your email? And the last one, did you scroll through social media? Now, my guess is that you answered yes to most of those questions. One thing to know, I didn't ask for details. And this is a really important part of what I'm going to be discussing today, is the only thing that I wanted from you was a one-word response. I didn't need to know exactly what you had for breakfast. I simply needed to know if you consumed breakfast. No details required. I did not ask what the particulars of your outfit are. I simply wanted to know if you got dressed. Do you get the picture? Those questions were easy to answer, and I'm guessing you don't feel so emotionally attached to many of those questions. But let me ask you this. Did you work on your big goal today? Did you exercise today, or did you train for your race today? Typically, when people tell me they have difficulty staying disciplined and consistent in their training, it's followed by a long list of reasons, sometimes excuses. I empathize and I also understand deeply that no two seasons in life are the same. And so sometimes that's why our reasons and excuses, they grow, because there's a lot of different variables that go on with our life. Your life as a child and then through your school years is vastly different than an adult with children, a full-time job, and real life responsibilities, bills. But what doesn't change are the basics. Each day you wake up, each day you get dressed, you eat something. Maybe you brush your teeth or wash your face or get in the shower. And there's a few more rituals or habits you have cemented over the years as being a part of your everyday life. So let me ask you, and this is more particularly for those who are training for a race or are working toward a really big goal, but I'm going to focus on training for a race right now just for the sake of example. Why can't exercise be one of those daily rituals? Why do you think we have complicated the act of movement, just getting up and moving? Why is training for a race or getting into shape so inconsistent, quite often for many of us in our lives? My assumptions are simple, okay? So I came up with a few assumptions, and I'm sure I have many more. But for the sake of length of time and this podcast, and I do want to be very direct in the entire message today. So I'm just going to share four of them. But one, we have consumed so much information about training that we've made it into a monster that now apparently needs unusual attention, unusual energy in order for it to matter. Two, we don't like discomfort. Three, we are embarrassed by how we look, our fitness level, and our capabilities. And number four, we believe there are prerequisites for training or exercising. So, and maybe that comes down to our endurance, strength, health, gear, what we look like. I want you to ask yourself this question. If I felt amazing, light, fit, and strong every day, would I set higher goals and be more consistent with my training? Your answer will be very revealing to you. And I really want you to think about that. I'm going to ask you the question again, and I'm just going to kind of rephrase the question again for you. So if you woke up every single day, you ask yourself this: if I felt amazing, fit, light, comfortable in my own skin, would I set higher goals for myself and be more consistent with my training? You see, so often we shy away from beginning a new task, going to the gym, signing up for a race simply based on feelings and assumptions. And so I want to help you implement a few of my favorite tips that are not only going to help you stay more consistent with your training, but also in whatever goal you're working toward. So tip number one is just say yes or no. Now, I'm hoping that you can say yes more often to the important questions. For example, did you train today? Yes or no. Don't give yourself the details. Don't give anyone else the details. Don't give excuses. You're either going to answer yes or no. Can you say that every single day? Right now, I am actually doing an experiment in my Instagram story. So you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Yellow Runner on Instagram. And what I've been doing is posting pretty much at the end of the day, which I usually count the end of the day as like after dinner. So I'm on the West Coast in Southern California. So typically between 6 and 9, I post what I did in my training for that day. So most days of the week, I train in the morning and the evening. So I have given these particular stories, these Instagram stories, a title. It's called The Work. And underneath that title, I write AM, and I write down the training I did in the morning. And then I write PM, and I write down the training I did in the evening. But I don't give any context. I don't give details of the workout. There's nothing about my effort. There's nothing about my pace, mileage, reps, heart rate, nothing. The only thing I list is what I did. So I'll write 60-minute run. And then maybe in the evening, it's 45-minute weights, 25-minute bike. But whoever reads this has no idea of my effort. What was I doing? Was I doing a 60-minute recovery run? Was it a 60-minute tempo run? How did I feel? Is that my normal pace? What was the distance? Now, I don't detail any of those things on purpose. This is part of the experiment. It's 100% facts. It was the time that I spent doing that activity. I either did the work or I didn't. Now, what's interesting are the messages and the responses that people send me on Instagram. They need context. They want to know the details. They want to know the number of reps. They want to know the miles I ran. They want to know the heart rate. They want to know why I'm doing that. They want to know where I am in my phase of training. They want to know what I'm working toward. They want the details. For the most part, everyone that is asking me are strangers. Now, I know these people through social media. Maybe we're friends and followers of each other on social media. But I'm learning a lot about this experiment as it pertains to you and how I can encourage you, which brings me to my next tip. The fact is more important than the feelings. It's more important than the details and the excuses. What did you do? What didn't you do? Yes or no? See, the goal is to train your brain to show up in the same way that you show up to put on your clothes, to eat your breakfast, to brush your teeth, no matter the details. Sometimes you have time for a 60-minute run. Sometimes you have only 10 minutes to do a HIIT workout in your living room. Maybe you have 2 hours for a long ride out on the road. All those scenarios have something in common. You consistently showed up. And that is the most important thing. Consistently showing up, whether you only have 10 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours, whether you're feeling like you have 100% max effort to give and you can go hard, or you're recovering from the day before and it's going to be an easy day. It's going to be a recovery yoga workout, whatever it is. What matters the most is that you said, yes, I showed up. And you do that every single day, which brings me to number 3. Consistency is more important than effort. Now, stay with me on this one, okay? Giving your best does not mean max heart rate in everything you do. And I think that in social media, this has been confused. That it's go hard, go home, don't be a weakling. You need to be lifting max reps, running max distance, spending 6-7 hours every single day, hard, 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 hard. That is not giving your best effort, because sometimes your best effort means being patient. Being patient is very difficult. In fact, I would say that in all my years as a coach, one of the toughest things to coach athletes in has never been the hard work. It has never been the long run. People get nervous. That's one thing. It's one thing to be nervous. It is the recovery. It is patiently building back from an injury. It is doing the very boring details and the PT exercises. It's getting on the bike instead of going on a 2-hour run. You're just going to ride easy because that's what your body actually needs in order to build back up. See, patience is a very powerful tool in your training. And it's very hard to measure someone's effort, especially when you don't know where they are in their journey. And so I'm going to say it again, consistency is far more important than your effort. Now, I'm not denying the fact that it is also equally important that you give your best in everything you do, which again, as I had said before, sometimes giving your best is slowing down, recovering, and really taking care of your body so that you can put in the hard work again. Number four, this is my tip number four, record or track your training. Now, simply on paper, calendar, in the garage, in an app, you want to track that yes or no. This is really going to help you. Visually seeing something, the physical act of writing the word down yes, or it can be a check mark or a big X in the box on the calendar. This is very powerful for your mind to see that. So I know Eddie likes to keep a calendar in the garage. He actually has it on the door. Or maybe it's on a wall. He moves it around sometimes. But what he likes to do is draw a big X. And that means that he has completed the workout for the day. So whatever that looks like for you, you can keep a post-it on the mirror in your bathroom. And you could write down, it's December right now. You have a December post-it. And every time you train in December, you just do one little tally. Now there's 31 days in December. Your goal is to get 31 tallies or 31 marks or lines or however you want to do it on that post-it. Every day that you wake up and you brush your teeth and you wash your face, you see that post-it with the month at the top. And the post-it's great because there's no room for you to write details. There's no room for you to write excuses or anything like that. The tally represents, yes, I showed up today. Now, when I say track your training, I want to talk about this at the same time that I'm saying don't add the details, don't add the description, because as you are looking to grow, as you consistently grow, it is important that you do have somewhere what it is that you're doing, but that's for you. All those details, all your thoughts, your feelings, that effort, that's for you. I know it's really easy to get sucked into social sites, like let's say Strava, for example, which I've been on Strava since the beginning. I'm an ambassador for Strava, good friends with the people that work at Strava. I love Strava. But I have coached so many athletes who get anxiety about posting and sharing their workouts with people. They think about Strava while they're running, about getting a new personal best on a certain route, or making sure that their course record isn't broken, or making sure they get X amount of kudos, or you know, they want to have a good pace posted for everyone to see. The thing is, you are not training to impress Strava. You are not training for kudos. Typically, if you're training for a race, there's one finish line you're training for. It's for the finish line of that race and that alone. Be so busy working toward your goals that the kudos don't matter. Be so focused showing up every single day that the comments and the course records and being king or queen of the mountain on Strava does not matter. And if you can continue to write down in a journal, and you can use Strava and set it on private. I know that's what I do. You can write descriptions in Strava. All those notes can be for yourself, or you keep a training journal. Now, writing down the descriptions, filling out the different things that you're doing, you're able to track your strength and endurance as those things grow. So if you begin the year, let's say we're at the end of January of 2023 right now, but let's say that you started January 2023 and your max rep for a bicep curl was a 5-pound dumbbell. Let's hope that by the end of the year, this time right now, that you could lift a little bit more weight. Well, what's important to note here is tracking all that is going to allow you to see all the different things that you did throughout the year in order to increase that strength. How many times did you get in the gym? What types of exercises did you do? What kind of weight did you use? These are things that help craft a more specific way and pathway to reach a goal. So those are very, very important. And I can talk about that more specifically in another podcast. But really, the main focus today is about consistently showing up and this tool that you can use for yourself to say yes or no without adding any specifics, any details, any excuses to it is going to not only build confidence in you as you are now creating a brain, you're creating a person that knows how to show up for a goal consistently. It's going to give you that confidence to make bigger goals and to push a little harder, to be a little bit braver, and to have that belief that you need to keep going. Now, I love encouraging you. And I also love speaking truth to you, which sometimes can be challenging to hear, but I promise it's also what makes us better, and that's how we grow. So I want to challenge you this week, and I know this podcast is on the shorter side, but I really do feel like what I'm sharing right now is so powerful, and it's something that you can apply right now. So here's the challenge. Can you say yes or no each day to your training without adding in the excuses or the fluff? Can you make an effort for yourself to say yes more on a daily basis, no matter the weather, no matter the time frame that you have, or your level of motivation or fitness level, how you're feeling? Focus on the goal that you have for yourself and show up for yourself every single day. Be proud of yourself when you look in that mirror at the end of the day and you can answer, yes, I showed up for myself. And I can't stress this enough because I think this is ingrained in a lot of us. I touched on it a little bit in the beginning. Many times when it comes down to fitness and training for a race or just getting back in shape, some of the reasons why we are not inconsistent are because of our assumptions and just how we feel. And a lot of our feelings can be fleeting. So maybe on that particular day, the assumptions that we often have about fitness and goal training are, if I don't meet the requirements of this particular workout that I had planned today, then it's not worth it doing anything at all. Or I have failed, or I'm not good enough. And that's just not true. All of us at some point in our week, or month, or year, we're going to hit a rough patch. There's going to be surprises and challenges. You're going to have setbacks, whether that's directly or indirectly, especially if you have a family or you're running a business. There's all types of things that pop up. And so the goal is to say, yes, I did something today. And whether it's 5 minutes I spent doing core in my bedroom before I got into bed. I did a few planks. I did some crunches. I did some squats in place. I did some walking lunges. I did some burpees. Whatever it is that you have time to do in 5 minutes or maybe you have that big time frame of 60, 90 minutes, 2 hours. The one thing that needs to remain the same is that, yes, you showed up and you put in the work. You should be able to say yes or no, but I really want you to get to that point where you are saying yes. And then you repeat that daily, my friend. Did you do the work? Yes. Did you show up for yourself? Yes. You are worth it. And if no one has told you that today, let me just reiterate that. You are worth the work. You are worth the effort. Your goals, the things that you're dreaming of doing that have been in the back of your mind for a long time that maybe you are apprehensive about tackling, nobody can do those things for you. Nobody can achieve those things for you. And at the end of your life, if you actually get the opportunity to be laying in a bed at the end of your life with the ability to think about these things, are you going to be laying there in regret, asking yourself, why did I not at least try? Why did I not make the time? Why did I not show up? You have today and today alone to put in work toward the things that matter, towards the things that you have committed to, toward the things that are meaningful to you. So just say yes. Show up. Do the work. Repeat every single day. I'm rooting for you always. You know that I am. Keep choosing strong in all that you do.